Your Excellency, the Vice Chairman of the Executive Committee and your Bureau, the High Commissioner, His Excellency Filippo Grandi, distinguished delegates, I thank the High Commissioner for his elaborate opening statements. Also, we associate with the statement by the representative of Burkina Faso on behalf of the African groups. We commend the UNHCR and other humanitarian workers, staff, for their dedication on duty amidst the challenges caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Our deepest condolences go to the families of those who have lost their loved ones. The government of Uganda, our COVID-19 pandemic response is all-inclusive, and the refugees have access to COVID-19 vaccinations, just like our citizens, as the host communities have. Uganda has benefited from vaccination doses through the COVAX facility. While we appreciate this contribution from the donors, we actually need more, as only a few percent have been vaccinated. It is therefore critical that UNHCR lends itself to a national effort to obtain these life-saving vaccines for low-income refugee host countries like Uganda. We remain committed to our international obligations to refugees. Uganda is host to 1,503,601 refugees as of today. We have maintained an open door for refugees and asylum seekers in distress. Throughout worldwide border restrictions and lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Uganda has continued to play its role in an international refugee response and receive 80,224 refugees, new refugees during this period of COVID since 2020. This is evident and possible that we can manage border restrictions in a manner that does not infringe on the human rights of the refugees and our refugees' protection standards. What is required is about commitment and solidarity. Vice Chairman, Uganda is one of a firm belief that no one chooses to flee their country to be a refugee, and if they do, they must be treated with dignity. It is in that spirit that the government of Uganda accepted to temporarily host Afghan nationals and other nationals at risk following the recent developments in Afghanistan. This decision is informed and consistent with Uganda's policy of receiving refugees and persons in distress, as well as making our contribution as a member of the international community to matters of international concern. Uganda is among the first countries in Africa, in the world, to implement the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework. Government has enhanced a conducive environment in which refugees enjoy similar services with the host communities, and refugees' services have been included in the National Development Planning Cycle. We have developed a refugee response plan covering various sectors that require funding. We are concerned with the continued reduction in refugee funding amidst the increased numbers